That old school bell tells us it's time for Lesson 28 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. This school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We worship on Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday evening we have a Bible study. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And what we are doing in this school is going back to look at Sunday school lessons that were written many years ago for Sunday schools. These were written by a man that goes by the name of, he was known as E.A. Elam. That's Edwin Alexander Elam. You might say that E.A. Elam was somewhat of a local preacher because he graduated from Barrett College in Spencer in 1879. And before he died, he wrote these Sunday school lessons, and I've got several volumes of this for several years. The first one, though, was published in 1921 by Williams Printing Company, and it's the lessons for the Sunday school classes of 1922. And we're beginning lesson one of the second quarter on page 84 of Elam's notes. And this was written for the Sunday of April the 2nd, 1922. And this second quarter has to do with the prophets and kings in Judah, and that is the southern kingdom. If you'll listen to this radio Bible school, you're going to learn about that southern kingdom. You see, that northern kingdom had divided away, those 10 tribes to the north under the rebellion of Jeroboam, and it was the tribes to the south that stayed with the David line of kings, beginning with Rehoboam. And we're going to read today about a king by the name of Asa and how he relied on God. The title of this lesson is Asa Relies on God. And the text is 2 Chronicles 14, 1 through 12. You may want to get your Bible and follow along. That's 2 Chronicles 14, 1 through 12. And I will be reading this as the lesson text is printed in this little booklet from 1922 from the American Standard Version of the Bible that was printed in 1901. And if you have a King James Version, you're going to see it reads much like that. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, beginning in verse 1. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of Jehovah his God. He took away the foreign altars and the high places, and brake down the pillars, and hewed down the Asherim, and commanded Judah to seek Jehovah, the God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandments. And he also took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the sun images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fortified cities in Judah, for the land was quiet. And he had no war in those years, because Jehovah had given him rest. For he said unto Judah, Let us build these cities, and make about them walls, and towers, and gates, and bars. The land is yet before us, because we have sought Jehovah our God. We have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. And Asa had an army that bare bucklers and spears, out of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bare shields and drew bows 280,000. All these were mighty men of valor. And they came out against them, Zerah the Ethiopian, with an army of 1,300 chariots. And he came into Maresha, Then Asa went out to meet him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephathah at Maresha. And Asa cried unto Jehovah his God and said, Jehovah, there is none besides thee to help between the mighty and him that hath no strength. Help us, O Jehovah our God, for we rely on thee, and in thy name are we come up against this multitude. O Jehovah, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. So Jehovah smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. The golden text for this lesson is 2 Chronicles 14 and verse 11. Help us, O Jehovah our God, for we rely on thee. And the time this lesson covers is from 955 B.C. to 914 B.C. Here's the introduction to this lesson. This lesson is in Chronicles. The book of Chronicles were originally one book until, like the book of Kings, they were divided in the Septuagint translation. They were written after the Babylonian captivity, and Ezra is strongly supposed to be their author. This is about idolatry. There are various names for idols in the Hebrew Bible. Some signify an abomination, an object of horror and terror. Others an image, picture, or likeness. Others like a graven or molten objects. Others like a piece of workmanship or of a log of wood. The teraphim referred to in Genesis 31, 19, and other passages were probably talismans or little images. Other idolatrous objects were the standing pillar, or a rude obelisk, the disk, or a sun image in Leviticus 26 and verse 30, the grove of Asherah, a wooden object connected with Baal worship and representing either the tree of life or the male reproductive power of nature, the high place, that's the Bama, which was probably a mount on which a cromlech or a heathen altar was built. The Canaanitish nations had their special gods. Thus the Syrians worshipped Hadad, the Phoenicians Ashtaroth or Astaroth, the Moabites Chemosh, the Ammonites Milcom, the Philistines Dagon, a fish god, and the Amorites Molech. Baal, the sun god, seemed to have been worshipped throughout the country. Gad, or fortune, and Mene, or destiny, were probably names for the sun god and the moon god. Tammuz in Ezekiel 8:14 was the setting sun. The connection of idolatry with superstition, immorality, and cruelty is to be noticed all through the Bible. The more the objects of worship are materialized, the more the mind of the worshiper becomes brutalized. They that make them are like unto them. Baalism was the worship of the powers of generation practiced by the Canaanite race. These quotations are from the Glossary of Antiquities, Customs, and etc. of the Cambridge Bible, and arranged to suit our purpose here. The word Baal in the Old Testament, the Lord or Master, Owner, Possessor, denotes an idol of the Phoenicians, and particularly of the Tyrians, whose worship was also introduced with great solemnities among the Hebrews, especially at Samaria, along with that of the Astaroth. In the plural, Balaam, the word signifies images or statues of Baal, according to the Bible Encyclopedia. Astaroth, or Hebrew Ashtaroth, plural Ashtaroth, is the name of Phoenician goddess, 2 Kings 23:13, whose worship was also introduced among the Israelites and Philistines. She is more commonly named in connection with Baal. In connection with the worship of Astaroth, there was much of dissolute licentiousness, and public prostitutes of both sexes were regarded as consecrated unto her. That, too, is according to the Bible Encyclopedia. There shall be no prostitute of the daughters of Israel, neither shall be there be a sodomite of the sons of Israel, Deuteronomy 23:7. The Hebrew word for that means a woman dedicated to impure heathen worship. And you can see that in the margin of the American Standard Version of 1901. Sodomites, 1 Kings 14:24, were consecrated persons, persons who had devoted themselves in practices of the great impurity to the service of the most impure idols, according to Adam Clark. These immoralities and licentious practices were legalized and fostered under the name of consecration to the goddess of lust. Now, here are some lesson connections. In order to keep up and understand the parallel history of the two kingdoms, that's northern Israel and southern Judah, we must not fail to read the chapters designated in the foregoing. From these, not giving the references but expecting the pupil to look up these chapters, we learn the following facts. Rehoboam reigned over Judah 17 years. He, the Levites, and those from Israel who set their hearts to seek Jehovah walked 3 years in the way of David and Solomon. While Rehoboam did this, he prospered. He strongly fortified at least 15 cities in his kingdom to protect it from inroads of the enemy. But he married 18 wives and had 60 concubines and was the father of 28 sons and 60 daughters. When he became strong and established in his kingdom, he forsook the law of Jehovah and fell into the abominable idolatry already described. For they also built them high places, or pillars, and asherim in every high hill and under every green tree. And there was also sodomites in the land. They did according to all the abomination of the nations which Jehovah drove out before the children of Israel. In the 5th year of Rehoboam's reign, Shishak, king of Egypt, with a mighty army, came against him and captured all the 45 cities of Judah and came up against Jerusalem. Upon the reproof of Shemaiah the prophet, Rehoboam and the princes of Judah humbled themselves and said, Jehovah is righteous. Whereupon God saved Jerusalem from the king of Egypt, but said that Rehoboam and his princes should be servants of this king. The king of Egypt then took away the treasuries of the temple and the king's house and the shields of gold which Solomon had made. Rehoboam made shields of brass in their stead. And there was continual war between Rehoboam in the south and Jeroboam to the north. Jeroboam reigned over Israel 22 years. So he reigned 5 years after the death of Rehoboam. Abijah, called in 1 Kings 15:1 Abijam, Rehoboam's son, reigned over Judah upon the death of his father. He began to reign in the 18th year of Jeroboam's reign over Israel and reigned 3 years. And there was also war between him and Jeroboam. In a great battle with Jeroboam, Abijah rebuked him for his rebellion against God. And although greatly outnumbered, Abijah gained a signal victory because he and his men relied upon Jehovah, the God of their fathers. 500,000 men of Israel were slain, and Jeroboam never recovered during Abijah's reign. However, Abijah's heart was not perfect with Jehovah, as was the heart of David his father, for he walked in the sins of his immediate father, Rehoboam. Still, for David's sake, as he had promised, God gave him a lamp, a son to succeed him in Jerusalem, and to set up his son after him to establish Jerusalem. And that is the subject of our lesson, Abijah. But that's all we're going to have time for today. Tune in for the next class session, and we'll read about the good King Asa. Our time is about up, and as the old schoolmaster used to say, the class will now be dismissed.